Good morning. Thank you for calling Raise Roofing. This is Melissa. How can I help you?
Is it morning? Is it afternoon? Is it evening? I don't know.
I don't know.
It's a holiday, right?
What, right. Was it tell me this.
Yeah.
How are
hey,
you doing?
I had a client ask me for a referral last week, and I just gave her your number. I normally wouldn't do that, but I figured, you know, it'd be good to hear from somebody like you that just started. So I handed that out to you, or to her, excuse me. I don't know if she called you yet or not, but I just wanted to let you know before I've forgotten how busy I get. So just to
call, and I wasn't sure. I was in in a meeting or whatever I was doing, I missed it, and I texted her immediately back when I got it, and she never texted me back. So her name is Laura, I believe.
Yeah, she's an interior designer, so she just wanted to hear out, you know, like from somebody that's already using us, you know. So I figured, you know, you'd be a good testimony in a sense of like how it is like when you first start and whatnot, and you know, you just gotta be patient and all that, but eventually things are kind of kicking through, so you know.
Okay.
Enter your number real quick, and she's real nice, so she's just gonna ask you probably like 2 questions and be like, okay, you know, so.
Okay. I'll give her a call today.
Definitely. And then how's Yelp going? Is it starting to kick in?
We've gotten 2 leads from there. I just sent over the one. He never got back to us, that one with the gutter cleaning I told you about.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of just archived that one.
Mm-hmm.
But we did get another one, and we went out to the property. Whoa, that's a huge undertaking. I don't know what's going on with this house, but holy moly. But I did get in contact with him, sent him out one estimate. We got another couple of things that he wants to do for him, so we're working that one too.
Okay, and then I heard you got a Google lead, right? One of the paper leads. Didn't you take one of those calls?
We did, and Joe went out there. The gentleman, we did send him an estimate. Haven't heard back from him yet. I believe Joe's going to call him today. He had another company come out, and then he was also going to talk to his company that did the roof. It was during the storm, and he got some, you know, snow blown up in the ridge vent, and it kind of flipped it a little bit back or whatever. So it's a real basic repair. But we got to touch back base with him because we sent him the estimate on Friday. So
that's the downside of having a business. You really got to work the leads, right? Because other people too. No matter how like good the lead source is, there's always other people that you know end up getting in the mix. You know, your competitors. So as I always tell my clients, like, look, the harder you work your leads and just stay on top of them, and you know, even like that gutter job, if you just call them up and say, hey, you know, I was just thinking about you. You know, obviously we came out, you know, with that. We just wanted to see, you know, where you're at with everything, you know, just kind of stay on top of that lead because, you know, as you know, every lead counts and, you know, especially when it's slow right now, you know, you guys can turn as many people over. So when it does start getting busy, you know, you'll at least have some revenue, you know, to carry you through, you know.
Absolutely. I will say I thought that Yelp gave the actual telephone number. I guess they don't do that. So maybe
no, it's kind of like it's like a tracking number, like kind of like how we have it too. It's kind of like that. But at least you're getting leads right now. So that's like I said, at least we're turning some pages now that things are now starting to move in the right direction rather than just stagnation, right? And that's why we made that adjustment to go to Yelp temporarily as long as we need, right? You know, I'm thinking like probably run with Yelp for 3 months and then like, you know, you guys can put it on pause, right? And then whenever you need those extra leads, you could always kick back Yelp on, which is nice. You know, in that sense. So I think you're only going to need Yelp for a few months, really. and then the Google leads are going to be like where it's going to be at, and it's going to finally.
I am pretty bummed with Google taking off like 6 of our reviews. I've got Stephanie submitted a ticket.
Okay.
They took yours off. They took Jean's off. They took Jenny's off. All
the Let's take a look. Let me go to Ray's Roofing right now. Let me see what I see on my end.
We literally only had 10.
Oh yeah, you have 10 now. They took all the new ones off, it looks like.
Yep, we did.
I wonder why they did that.
We got a new one from, she found us online. I'm not quite sure. She didn't say Google, she just said online.
Well, we need to redo them. You know, we can, but let's find out what Stephanie finds out first.
Yeah.
Why they did that.
They even took yours off of there. And they took off an old one that's actually one of
the... No, I see that in a review. It's still there, but it's in the background, but it's not showing on the number count. Like, if you go... Because when I go in, I see it at the top, and it says they're a great company, very honest. So it's still showing there, but it's not sourcing.
Didn't see yours. Let me...
I know. Well, you won't see it either. Like, it's... But because it shows it, like, under my settings and whatnot, it still shows the review, but it's not showing in the count, and it's not showing in the actual review. But somewhere it's, like, hidden. But, yeah, we need to see why that's going on. Yeah. I would slow down on getting new reviews right now until we figure out why Google's not doing that.
Well, I did just get a new one from, we had an emergency that we had to do over the
weekend. Diego and Annalisa. Yeah, I see
yes,
that.
Yes, yes. Okay. And that is a huge one. It's like super, super huge.
Okay.
So that was really awesome because they're a corporate company. So we're hoping to get a lot more business from them. We've got estimates out for them.
How did you get that job? Where'd that come from?
She just said she found us online, so it wasn't Google, because she actually called my 706 number.
Okay, cool.
So it may have been our old website or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm cool with it.
Hey, whatever. You know, like, hey, a lead's a lead, so it doesn't matter where it's coming from. That's really what counts is it turning over. So good. Well, I'm glad we're at least on the right trajectory. At least Yelp's getting leads in now. Right, Google starting to kick in some leads now, so everything's moving in the right direction. Like I said, in the next few weeks, everything's going to even get better and better and better, and then come like April, May, you're going to be full speed ahead. So I'm just really excited that finally things go. We got out of that stagnation because, you know, believe me, you weren't the only roofing company dealing with that either. I had a bunch of roofers dealing with that, so it's just that seasonal thing. So, but at least things are moving, so that's good news.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, as soon as Stephanie, I'm going to message Stephanie right now. Soon as you hear from Google, please let Melissa know what is going on with her reviews being removed. Yeah, no way.
There's 7 of them that aren't there.
I know. And so what I would do... is I would like, let's slow down on getting any new reviews right now, because obviously Google's acting crazy right now on you.
Right.
So I think what's happening is something's going on. Maybe it's going through like a re-review or something. Sometimes they do that. They'll like halt any like new reviews, because you got a bunch of new reviews all at once too, so that might be a little bit of it, but you didn't go too crazy.
But they don't know if I did some sort of like community outreach during it. You know, I
of course they, you know, you just went out to your past clients and stuff, and you actually got, you know, reviews, and so like, you know, so the problem is you just need to get, you just need to wait, like let's let it simmer a little bit so that we can get things back for you, right?
Okay.
Or figure out, all right, so we need to go back and ask them again. But I still see my review. It's just not showing. Like, I do see it.
Yeah,
because
my girlfriend Tiffany, who we did work with back in Georgia, I was like, hey, would you want to give us a review? I know it was a long time ago. She's like, hell yeah. So she did one, and I was like, it didn't show up. And she's like, it's right here. And she gave me a screenshot so she can see it on her end, but we can't see it on ours. So I did send that through on messages yesterday on our thread for Stephanie to add that to the...
Okay. Yeah, it'll get sorted out. Like, I know, like, as you can see, problems can happen. Like, there's stuff out of everybody's control. But yeah. Google and our team will sort it out. Like, you know, they'll either I don't think we're going to have to re-request it because I still see my review. It's just not calculating on your reviews and whatnot. And so that's, you know, probably something going on. It just needs a little time. Maybe a few business days for it to all like repopulate. That might be what's happening. I've seen that happen before. So whatever the answer is, you know, we'll figure it out. And, you know, if we have to re-request them, I don't think that will happen. But if we do, that'll be the worst case scenario. Right.
Okay.
But I don't think it's going to be a problem. I think it's fine. It's just a little glitch. That's what I'm thinking is happening, you know, so.
Okay.
Let's hope for that instead of the worst, right? But regardless, it's not going to be a problem. We'll get you there. But I would, yeah, definitely slow down on entering any new people in the system right now, until we figure this out with Google. How many more people do you think you could put into our system, like, that you haven't put in yet, would you say?
What do you mean as far as Google reviews?
Yeah. Like, you know how I tell everybody to make the list, like, you know, like, make a list with all your friends, family, and customers, and get that list as deep as possible? How many do you think you've put in versus how many you still have left you could still put in?
I mean, I feel like I can definitely put a few more in because some of them did not put in the reviews as I requested. So there's probably about 5 people out there that I did request reviews from that didn't do it yet. So I can still... I got lots of contacts that I could go through, but after seeing what Google did, I was like, okay, I'm going to work on that.
Yeah.
So I had to get one from Annalisa Saturday, because that was a big undertaking and we were on top of it. So it was like really good feedback. So I really wanted hers to be on there. It just really bumped me out. I just like read the little information button on.
Yeah, no problem. We're going to figure it out. It's not like it's going to it's just a glitch.
How can you say that it's not legit and remove it? Like that's.
No, they're not saying that at all because mine still shows. Like it's not, look, here's the problem. You're just not seeing it, but my review still shows. It's just not counting on the counter or in the review section, but it's still showing, right, as it's there, right? So something's happening on Google's side. Let's just, like I said, give them a little time, right?
Okay.
And then, you know, let's take it from there. And then whatever we need to do to fix it, we'll get it. We'll fix it up. You know, it's not like it's the end of the world right now, you know? So we definitely want to get... like I said, that number up, but yeah, we gotta wait now until those other ones show back up, right?
Yeah.
And then maybe what we do is we slow it down a little bit. Maybe you just do it like one day a week where you enter maybe like a few people in and then just let it breathe, you know, so it's not so aggressive in that sense, you know, cause like if you really look at it, like you were really only getting like maybe one review a week kind of thing. So, you know, we don't want to go too fast, too hard in that sense. So, because sometimes Google could lock down the account, and that maybe is what they did in that sense. But it's nothing like, it's not a big deal, is what I'm saying. So, they just want to make sure that the reviews are authentic, right, and that the reviews are legitimate, you know, and that you're not just using some, like foreign country, you know, person to give you fake reviews is kind of what,
because
a lot of people sometimes will be like, get a bunch of fake reviews on their account and, you know, and just kind of just to run up the number. And that's not what we're really trying to do. We're just trying to get you some healthy, you know, numbers and get you enough so where it's, you know, legitimate and substantial. So, okay. As soon as Stephanie, she just responded back to me. She said, good morning, Matt. I have it checked by the Google team. I'll get in touch with her. Thanks. So she's, like I said, she's with the team right now. As soon as she gets an answer on it, we'll get back in touch with you.
Okay. Perfect. Sounds good.
Yeah, don't worry about the reviews. They're going to come back. They're going to come back. You know, take a breath. I know it's stressful sometimes. How are we doing on that picture though? Where are you at on that?
Well, the weather honestly has not been very good. We took one, but for like Valentine's Day, I did a post. because we were working
on your Facebook
mindset. Yeah, you'll have to. Okay. I did like a little reel.
Raise roofing. Let me just see your Facebook right now. Let's see. Yeah, I know it's probably been gloomy, huh? Been here.
Yeah, it's been. But you'll see that one. You'll see a reel. And then there's like a picture of us by my Jeep, but I'm like, that's still too up close.
I see you guys like the first one where it's like, it's kind of like sideways, like you have the camera sideways on you guys, that one. And then there's one plus two more. Let's see what the plus two more is. Yeah, there's one where you guys are on top of the roof.
Yeah, I got it there this weekend.
Okay, nice. Okay, maybe it's like further down. Let me see.
Well, it was a reel I did, so you'd have to go to my post.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I did like a Valentine's Day reel.
Okay.
And it was just like us crouching down. I do have one of us like standing by the Jeep too.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Yeah. See, I like how your husband's wearing like his nice raise, and then like you having a, like a raise like pole like that. And some nice, like, put him in, like, some khakis and a nice belt. You know what I mean? Like, not just jeans. Like, let's really try to replicate that photo. The cleaner looking you guys look in the photo, the better off it's going to be. You know what I mean? It's not meant to be, like, a working photo. It's meant to be, like, a professional photo, you know? And that way it's going to be, you're going to have that clean cut look to you. You know, and I'm saying this out of respect because I just know how well that photo worked for those guys, that the more we can replicate it, the better off you guys are going to be. So
yeah, we can do something. I'll wait till it's kind of a nicer day where we're all bundled up and everything, but I'll work on it.
Yeah, it's probably going to be more towards when the weather's better. I'm hearing though, North Carolina, because another person told me last week, it's supposed to be like in the 70s some of these days. Is that right?
Bring it on. It would be nice.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be in your area, but somebody told me that's going to be in the 70s, like towards the end of this week in North Carolina. So I hope it is. But by the way, it's still showing Sneed Sperry on your Facebook, by the way.
Let me see.
At least when I look it up, still showing Sneed Sperry. We need to change that area to Jacksonville.
On it right now.
Yeah. Because I know we're running Facebook ads on yours, but we need to make sure that. Have you seen any of the Facebook ads that we've been running, by the way?
I think I came across one.
Okay. And you can, next time you talk to Stephanie, be like, hey, can I see one of the Facebook ads that you're running? And she can share that with you, too. She can send you the link and all that. Yeah, that's her job to do all that. I don't want to take her job, you know what I mean? So, okay, but yeah, definitely change that. So when we've had to raise
I don't want to put in that address, but we'll do Jacksonville. All right, just changed it.
Yep, I see it now. There it is. Perfect. Yeah, because we want everything universal, right? It's called name, address, you know, all that stuff that, you know, phone number, you know, marketing, and needs to all, like, replicate itself so that it's, like, universally. But, yeah, I like the Facebook page. I like that you're posting. So when Stephanie calls you about the reviews, ask her about the a Facebook ad, so you can take a look at it. And then thirdly, ask her, tell her that you're still working on that photo and you'll have it to her maybe in a few weeks, just so she can be
Did you see one of the featured ones with the caricature I did? It's like a trend on Facebook where everybody's doing, it's under the featured. It said, Ray's Roofing was compelled to join the trend.
Is it one of your posts, you're saying?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me scroll it down. When did you post it?
February 6th.
February 6th, huh?
Yeah, I had it pinned to the top, but I don't know how your browser is for Facebook. So let me see here. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's like the 8th post down.
Hold on, let me just log in. Let me take a look.
Oh, and I got rid of my AIO. I am now doing all of our marketing posts.
Nice. Yeah, why spend the money when you don't need to?
Yeah, they were really.
Oh, is it? Is this the one where you guys are like, did, like the digital, like it looks like an AI photo? It's like,
yeah,
has a like a the jackhammer and you're like you're, you with black hair, you with black hair. You know, you probably could get a better like AI photo of the team. You know, like it mirrors you guys a little bit. You know, but
right.
But yeah, that's cool. That's cool. I like it.
Yeah,
everything's too AI. You know, it's like everything is like it's too digital ties. I do like it, but it's like
I know.
But it
I
looks
had
cool.
To play with it a little bit.
It looks cool. It looks cool, but I like the more authentic look. Like the like I said, like my guys over at you know Lewis because you know. It's not AI, it's real. You know?
Oh, absolutely. That's how Joe is, too. He's like, it's cool looking, but, you know. It's,
yeah, he wants the real thing. Like I said, if you can get Joe in a nice khaki pant, and I know that's probably not his style, but if you can get him in a nice khaki pant and a nice black belt, right, and have, like, maybe, like a clipboard in his hand, right, and maybe, like, you know, and then your hand, and, like, and you maybe have a clipboard in your hand too, like showing like, you know, but, and then you're in a polo shirt too with raised roofing and you can see rays in both like, you know, on both of you guys, right? And then the rays behind you guys, you know, and it's just a solid photo and you guys are both smiling and happy, right? It's just going to really give that look that you guys are really looking for. And like I said, I'm so preaching this heavily, Melissa, you don't even know. Like, I just...
I can tell.
You know? But, you know, I really want this for everybody because half the battle is getting you on Google. And I told that to Laura that called you. I said, Laura, and she's getting some professional camera version. I'm like, you don't need to go crazy like that. I just, you know? But, you know, just having that look that where it stands you out over the rest of the crowd is really important these days because, yes, getting you on Google is half the battle. The other half of the battle is how, you know, you're getting your 5-star reviews, how you're, you know, getting that photo, right? And, like, you know, people see that, okay, yeah, these guys are definitely a professional company. And that's really, because everybody has a logo, everybody has a name, you know, so the photo will help with all that. Okay. All right. Well, good. I'm glad we were able to talk, and I'm glad you're starting to get leads. What I would do is just call that gutter people up and just say, hey, you know, I was thinking about you. I want to make sure, you know, that you're going to be able to get that done. How was our pricing? You know, da-da-da. Maybe figure out what you can do to get that job because, you know, better than nothing, you know. So,
yeah.
But, yeah, so let me know. Keep me posted on that. Melissa's working on, Stephanie's working on that, and hopefully we'll be able to get those reviews back up with Google soon. So,
okay?
All right, you guys have a great rest of your day. I'll be probably talking to you guys probably next week, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, take care. All right,
you
bye-bye.
Too, Matt. All right, bye-bye.